Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
I almost started this morning by saying it's budget week, but then I said that 3 weeks ago, and it wasn't. Perhaps it might be budget week would work better. We won't know until Wednesday when the Finance Minister stands up in Parliament, if he does, to deliver his budget speech. For what it's worth, consensus in reports over the weekend is that this time round he will, but the DA might not vote for it, especially if it contains a VAT hike. By now I'm sure you know the basic points of difference. The government needs more money, but either won't or can't borrow any more, so it wants a tax increase. VAT is the target. The DA says no, cut costs, drive growth, and fund your shortfall that way. We've had several reports over the past 48 hours suggesting that, in essence, the ANC and DA are still deadlocked on the issue. One says another cabinet meeting is scheduled for later today to try and resolve the impasse. But News 24 Business says differently. It reports that the Government of National Unity Clearinghouse has given the Finance Ministry several options, all of which include a VAT hike. The DA will not back the move, and so the ANC will turn to the likes of the EFF for its support. I guess we'll know finally on Wednesday. As well as the budget, some notable economic data is due out this week. First up today, the FNB BER Building Confidence Index. And that'll give us an indication of sentiment in the construction sector, which seems to be on the up. And then on Thursday, Stats SA will release January's mining and manufacturing production data, a first glimpse of how these sectors have started the year. Mining's been hit by poor global demand and weak prices. January is usually a weaker month in any event. On the markets, heading into the weekend, the JSE All Share edged up just under 0.4%, the top 40 a little less. London's FTSE closed flat on Friday, while Wall Street recovered somewhat after a very topsy-turvy week. The Dow up 0.5%, ditto the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq up 0.7%. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%, Hong Kong down 2.1%, Sydney up 0.2%. The US dollar continues weaker, 108 to the euro after touching 109 on Friday. The Rand's given some back, 18.34 to the dollar this morning, 19.87 to the euro, 23.68 to sterling. Gold at 2,910, platinum 968, Bitcoin 82,220, and Brent crude oil just under $70 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.